welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the show, preview edition of the show. Thank you so much again. If it's your very, 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 very first time listening to the EG3 podcast, thank you so much for taking time out to do so. If you like what you're hearing, definitely hit the subscribe button, like the alarm bell, tell me up to content daily. Y'all, we know about it. This is the preview. Yes, preview. I know some people have been waiting on it. People have been waiting on it. Well, folks, giving you the preview. 2026 KC Metro Mile going down. I'm sitting actually recording this podcast late Friday afternoon here in KC. I told you, I recorded an episode earlier of the day. That will come out tonight. I'm sitting here recording this preview pod on May 29th, 2026. So, the last Friday of the month. It's hard to believe it's almost June, folks. Just putting that out there. But anyways, yeah, we're not going to talk about work. Not on this podcast. No. Put my foot down, so I took care of that. We're all good. We're good. I'll probably get another text next week. It's been this revolving pattern. This revolving pattern. And I talked about it with somebody here real quick. I talked about it with I had to get it on my chest. Talked about it with a friend of mine earlier this afternoon. Feel like I've been in a cycle where everything's just staying the same. Same thing keeps happening. And maybe you need something to shake things up a little bit. Well, it's about damn time. Metro Mile, I fought my ass off to get to this point. And I think it was going to happen. Be honest with you. I fought tooth and nail. Put yourself in the spot. Now we're back in this. We're more in the game. I'm not going to say we're back in the game. We're more in the game. I don't think we've done what? Only three races this year. None of them consist of half marathon or full marathon. Now I said it. I'm gonna keep saying that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I know it probably doesn't mean much or anything like that. I'm gonna do a little humble bragging a little bit. And that is weird. Yes, it's weird that I haven't done a half marathon or on a full yet. It is weird, but it might be in a blessing in disguise. And I might get into that in another episode. But yeah, man. I think we're definitely in the ball game. And I talked about seizing the moment in the previous pod. I'm going to bring that same quote right back into this one. I just think I'm in a position where, given the fact that I've done two road miles, and a 5K. Wait. I done four races this year. Yeah, okay. Okay, four. Two road races in, well, all of the road races at this one. 2 mile races and a 5K and a 4 miler. That's it. I know, y'all might be saying, I've done more than you know that. Yeah, you go, yes, go ahead. Go ahead and say that. Yeah. Y'all go ahead and say that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead and say that. I don't give a damn. You guys can have all that. Usually I'm up there in the mileage. This year, not so much. I was supposed to do the half marathon. That didn't happen. We're not gonna talk about that. That's back in March. We gotta press forward, baby. Eyes forward and stay forward. So that's just a little bit back about that. But yeah, I mean, I fought my ass off to get here, and we're still do that because we're not at game race day yet. But we've almost there. But making it to this preview is huge. So there's that. But we have been a participant of the Metro Mile, KC Metro Mile, for the last 3 years. It will be next Saturday, when we are listening to this on Thursday, which is when it comes out, it'll be a day and a half away from it. It's crazy. Crazy. And they keep Casey Mitchell Mile. And big, look, seriously, on a serious note, thank you to Casey Running Company for putting this on. I would have not known about it had not for little bro to help me out. I know I keep going back to the story, but I'm going to rehash it because he told me that, hey, I participated in this event called the Mile and Track. It's basically a track meet, but it's all mile races. It's not your usual 800, 400, 400 meter hurdles, 200s, 2 miles, steeplechase like that. It's just straight up miles, mile races all night long, different levels, which I'm going to get to momentarily here in a minute. Do a little quick rundown and all that. Kind of set the stage for what it could be a humongous night. I've been giddy. I've been really giddy the last week and a half or so. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it, whatever it is, but I've been very giddy. And yeah, so he told me, like, hey, this is, I know that, you know, we're not mile people and all that, but this might be right up your alley. And it sure has. From the first time I did this event, no training. Again, humble brag. Relying on God-given ability to go fast, a.k.a. Fast Eddie. I was making the trip, having those memories, making that trip from Manhattan at the time. 2KC, hyped up, fired up for the opportunity, and even I said it then. I'm gonna keep putting nails through the wall here. That I believe I have an opportunity. I said it then. Like, damn, I got a chance. I got a chance. Anything can happen on the track. We see it all the time. Olympic Games, perfect example of that. Olympic trials. We seen that, right? And you put yourself in a spot. And I recorded the Coco Gold Steelers recap, 600 early recap earlier, which I went off at some point. You know, listen to it. But it just tells me that, like, anything happens, put yourself in a spot. All right, you're not the fastest, but you're right there. You're always in the mix. You fast. We fast. Oh, we fast. Right there in the mix. And Sam's going to be set. Oh, no, Sam's going to be shed for Saturday when this goes down, June 6th, right? And, of course, we'll have the postcast. Whatever card happens with EG3, we're going to bring it to you no matter what happens, right? So, and we're not going to be, and you notice, we're not talking about getting no sub-5, try to get no sub-5, anything like that. No. Eddie's thinking bigger picture. Eddie's thinking bigger picture. And I said, going rewind back to the first year, like, I gotta just win this thing. Until right now, like, put yourself in the spot, get yourself in that spot, and we'll just see what happens. And using your God-given ability, your track ability, whatnot, this could, I mean, the whole night in general is gonna be big regardless of the situation because, I mean, from what it was 3 years ago on Thursday, it had been on a Thursday night for the first 4 years. Now, again, I did not participate in the first year of this event. I came in on the second event, on the second year, and I loved it. It's like, hey, you know, go. And my goal, I think my goal back in was to go sub-5, which I did. till now, like, I expect. It's like that mindset, like John Brown. Shout out John Brown podcast. I know he's got a podcast on YouTube. I haven't listened to it yet, but he dropped some knowledge on a pivot that I kind of hang my head on a little bit. So you can't go in there hoping. No. And at this point, I mean, my game's on the track. I mean, road mile, it's like, and all that, but I've gotten the hang of it now. I've gotten the hang of it, especially what happened at Des Moines. What I think I'm going to do on Saturday night, woo, you know, Tyler, what's going to happen? Anything can happen. That's why it's like, I gotta put this disclaimer out there. I ain't from the Midwest. I'm down south, Georgia, Florida. I grew up more in Florida than Georgia, where football's king down there. I still take that over Texas. And get out of here with that. That's a whole nother podcast. Woo, you don't want me to get started with that. But we'll take y'all down. Georgia, Texas. Yeah, we'll take y'all. We'll take y'all anywhere, baby. Cali, New York. I don't care. Okay. So y'all forgot one thing. I think some of people forgot that I ain't from the Midwest. I'm from down south, where it's a lot of heavy competition. It's particularly with track. Ooh, woo. Come on, Jay West. Come on, Jay West. If y'all can't not tell, I am super jacked. Now I usually jacked, but that has been added to super jacked. It's like I don't even know where to begin. But yeah, this year it got moved to Saturday, just I think for maybe for more of a showing for people that want to come out, that you don't have to go to work. Now, again, the same kind of applies for me, because unfortunately, now depending on the situation, depending on what happens, we're just gonna have to see what happens. We'll see what card unfolds Saturday night. But I gotta go to work next morning. So it's like, I gotta go to work. But I like Sundays better than Saturdays. I'll put that out there. I know I called out work on the last podcast, but I chose to work Sunday, not Saturday. So because hey, it's easier to roll up in there and not wait 2 hours to get to where you're going, not to wait for no lame dispatch. You got more stuff coming. Not to wait for no stupid system, but whatever. Eddie, stay on the near past straight. But yeah, so I think this was a good move. This was the best move. Move it to Saturday, so more people come out. If they're even traveling out of town, to come watch their kids, son's daughter, you know, or friends that are out there competing to watch a night full of mile races. This is gonna be something. So I mean, it's a different night, same situation, right? So, and I've been telling you, obviously, if you've been following this podcast for the last couple of years, we've been in the Masters Division, and you know, the first year when I did, again, going back to that line, I'm not a Masters yet. Why are you putting me in the map? I'm not no Masters yet. Why are you putting me in there? You know what I'm saying? That was a couple years ago. And now I'm in the Masters Division officially, given that. But, I mean, everybody's good. You can't take anybody for granted, right? So this is the best of the best. Mono y mono. So one night, ain't gonna happen. You gotta put yourself, if you're there, you have to seize the moment. Because nowadays, you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. It's scary to say. It really is. Excuse me. But in the moment, you got to do what you got to do. And I don't know. Something has been in the air for a while now. And maybe because I've done 2 road miles now, I don't know. I didn't have to go through a grueling marathon block or a half marathon block, whatnot. I still feel sitting here feeling fresh. And I'm not going to say the other word. I'm not going to say the other word on here. I'm tempted to say it, but I'm not going to say it on here. Nope. Not going to do it. Not going to do that. I really want to say, but I'm not going to say what I want to say right now. We're gonna channel that. But yeah, I still hear you sitting here being fresh. And not gonna lie, again, humble brag, but it's just the truth right now. So compared to everybody else, compared to my competitors, anyways, if I focus in on just the men's masters race alone, now I gotta try to take advantage of it. So that's the focus. Not just that, but the focus is season. Go out there and try to hammer it home. You know what I'm saying? We know I'm not gonna put what the goal out there, but I know what the goal is, or the task at hand. I shouldn't say the goal, because again, that's limiting yourself. That's just like hoping, right? You gotta go in and expect that you're gonna go try to do what you gotta do, right? No matter what the situation is. Okay, so that is me. Mets Masters goes down 6:30. Before that, there's a few other races before that. Let's run down the schedule here real quick. This is the ET3 podcast, your official preview of the KC Metro Mile on Saturday, June 6th. When this comes out, it'll be a day and a half away. Eddie Greer, host of the ET3 podcast. All right, I just had it up here, the schedule up here on the other tab. All right, so here, because we always, for whatever reason, I feel like we should run a little later, but you know what? I'm accustomed to it by now. But I do like the community mile kicking in us off, because, you know, that's like the Grand Blue Mile that I ran, what was it, a month ago? Over a month and a half ago now, right? I can't believe it's been that long. But they had everybody, you know, whether run, walk, do what's necessary and whatnot, right? So, yeah, man, the community mile's first, as it should. I like that move. Kids mile has been always first. Now it's the community, the quote-unquote community mile at 5:30. Kids open at 5:45, and sometimes they run a little behind. It's all right, but this event don't get done to like, what, before 10 o'clock? So that's another reason. That's probably another reason the good move to move it to a Saturday. So that way, if you're traveling to KC, to Rockhurst High School, by the way, where this meet's going to shake out. So do that. So you got that going on. And then you have all these. Wait, hold up. Okay, so you have the middle school races. Middle school elite, 605. The girls elite mile. Middle school at 605. Approximately, we're going to put that in a quotation marks. Middle school boys elite, 620. And then you got my race just after 630. So again, I know had a few friends ask me that. So yeah, so 6:30 or a little bit. So I advise you, if you're coming out, which if this is not a work night, so no excuse. So I'm pulling some of y'all on blast. Hey, you ain't working. I gotta work the next night day. So depending on the situation, but I gotta work. But you guys don't. So come on out. Not only watch the Men's Masters, but watch everyone else compete. So there's that Women's Open Mile. And I think they combined the Women's Open with, I know they mixed it up with the Open / Masters, I think. Yeah, that's the word I want to say. That follows my race. Men's Open. That's a heater. 7 o'clock, 7:05. Then you have the boys' races. Oh, and that is loaded. I saw it. Now, you guys can't see. If y'all not competing, y'all can't see the heat sheets. So I'm sorry, I can't do nothing about that for you guys. But I can, because I'm a competitor. Because I'm in the race. So boys high school open, 7:20. Boys high school bronze event, 7:35. Boys high school silver, 7:50. Oh my goodness. I think I was looking at the boys high school. Ooh, damn. Loaded. Absolutely loaded. And then, so again, the 800 meters. So last year, of course, you weren't able to come out. They did an 800 meter showcase for the boys' high school team. And I think it was Rockhurst against Bentonville. Yep. Oh, that was electrifying. What a finish to that race last year. This year, why not bring the girls on, right? So the girls will have their girls' showcase at 8:05. And the 8 meter, so this is 800 meters only. These two events, the rest of them are going to be mile events, mile races. That's it. So the 800 meter girl showcase, 8:05, according to the sheet right here. This is I'm just reading straight from the schedule. 8:15 ish, the 800 meter boy showcase. Girls high school gold, that is the main event for the high school girls, 8:25. Gold for the boys high school, 8:40. Women's Elite Mile, 8:55. Men's Elite, 9:10. And then wraps up with a burner. Girls High School Elite 925, Boys High School Elite 940. That is your rundown right there. And I did have that up here for a minute. I do want to check. I do want to do it. Go to the sheet. Go to the sheets already, damn it. So let's say, yeah, so I have the women's open in front of me right here. Yeah, so the middle school. So the elite. What's the fastest time here? I'm not going to go through. I'll go all this. Gonna just do some middle school. Fastest time seed is 4:44. Men's open 4:13. Women's open 5:27. I train with that person right now, which has been very, very fun. It's been to do something a little different. Like I said on the last episode when I recorded earlier this morning, said, hey, when everybody goes right, you go left. It's been fun. Don't want to use hoping, but I'm using the word anyway. I'm hoping that we can benefit next week, next Saturday night or Saturday when this podcast comes out. I think so. So we'll see what happens. There, the kids' mile, community mile. It doesn't have what? There you go. Yeah, so the girls, right? I am gonna go through this, right? So yeah, there's that. So Leavenworth represented. Hey, Manhattan's in here. Manhattan High's in here. 213. And this is 800, not the mile. So 800, 213. Hey, Gabriella Converse, Manhattan High. Hell yeah, let's go. Liberty in here as well. Couple 214ers in here. Yeah, so it's gonna be a matchup between Leavenworth, Manhattan. Liberty's up here in Kansas City, Blue Valley, St. Teresa's Academy, Shawnee Mission East, Olathe East. There's too many. Yeah, there's. That's another conversation for another podcast episode. Northern Heights and Liberty. Already said the Liberty. Damn it. And then on the other side. Because like I told you, last year, this went down. You had 8 competitors between 2 high schools. And it was Rockhurst High, which is the host of this KC Metro Mile event. And then you had Bentonville High. This year, you're getting a host represented in here, right? Bentonville's back in it, but with 2 in here. And I don't see, why did I lose train of thought? Rockhurst on here this year. But St. James Academy's on here. Fort Zumwalt in here. Interesting. Blue Valley High, Cheney High, Blue Springs South, Cartledge High, Park. We gotta do another shout out because I live up north. Well, I live up north, close Park Hills. Now I don't know which Park Hill it is. But I live close to a Park Hill High School. Park Hill South represented in here. DeSoto is represented in here. Farmington High is represented. St. Joseph. Liberty North is represented in this men boys 800 meter showcase. And Farmington High, that's 14 competitors in here. And do that real quick. You need to do that. The fastest, obviously, would be the number one seed, 152, to the lowest, 155. It is tight. Like I said, that's just a number. Anything that happened, it's super tight. From 152 to 155, or from 434 to whatever, right? Everything is tight. So it's just a matter of who comes in there with the mentality, take it. That's what it comes to. At the end of the day, for me, or for any of the competitors going into Saturday night's races, that, you know, hey, it's all about, you know, executing, have that mindset. You can't play around. This is not This is not the half marathon. This is not marathon where you can just try to pace it, run certain time. No, I think that screws up everything. In my opinion, this is my podcast, my opinion. I think it just screws up everything. Screw the plan. Just go out there. At this point, screw it. Screw it. You know what I'm saying? Just go out. You got there competing. You can't worry about certain times. You got to go out there and try to win. And that's partially but the mindset going in because of the shape we're in. Now, if I would have been having my eyes forward and been training from the get go, we'd be in better spot. But you know, since we were training for a half marathon early in the year, I had to pivot from that and just to do some of these shorter races, which check those mark boxes off. Right, I think, I don't know, maybe because of the lack of racing, I don't know, but I don't know. Once next week comes around, I'll be one super wound up. I can't wait. I just can't wait. This is track and field. Take away the field part. Track, my bread and butter. I've said this a few times. I posted a couple of times. You know, that's where I come from. This is where I come from. And people that know me know I said standard. I said standard. You know, here we go. Like, yeah, I said a standard for myself. So, I don't know. I think of all the years. Now, the first year, I was super pumped. This might match that. Or maybe even exceed it because of where I'm at. I'm just saying. Just of where I'm at. Now, again, if I would have said training from the get-go, I would be even in a better spot. But, you know, since we trained for, we're supposed to half marathon, I wouldn't really. But anyways, you know, I think this podcast, I'm going to put this podcast is in a really good spot. I couldn't be more pumped up. Now, obviously, you know, I'm the one that gets nervous and all that before racing and all that. It might be still there, but at this point, I mean, I'm just ready to go race, man. Race, not just hitting some stupid times, and all that stupid stuff. I'm ready to go out there and compete. Yeah, this is a huge opportunity for this podcast. I put podcast as we, so I think I got a huge ship, and I cannot wait to unleash. Just after 6:30 Saturday night, it's gonna be If I think what I think it is, they ain't no tell what's gonna happen. I was ready to compete. Knowing me, man, I was ready to race. Period. Y'all have too much fun. Y'all having too much fun. I'm sitting here, you know. Hey, what? I want to play for a little bit. Well, we got that chance, and I don't know how many times we're gonna have those opportunities. Well, given the fact, but hey. I want to seize the moment, seize the opportunity, and I strongly feel have. I mean, everybody's gonna have fresh legs. That's what it is. Anyway, everybody talk. I mean, but I feel like to me personally, I just feel that I'm in a really good spot. So, given the fact that everybody's gonna be fresh, it's just gonna be a matter of it going out there. I just think going in, I just have to keep having that mindset. I can't back up. I'm already all in. I'll tell you that. I'm already all given. I've looked at some numbers from some trainings I did. Even in these mile races, I'm like, we in the ball game, baby. We been in the game. I just need to execute better. And then everything else gonna fall for itself. I don't need to be doing all this. It just messes up the plan. If I offend people, I'm sorry, but this is me. It's me talking, me personally, and everybody has their own thing, right? So, but yeah, I'm sorry. This is my podcast, my opinions. If you have a podcast, I'll listen to your opinions. but yeah, it just, you know, the fact of the matter is, you mean, I don't know, the excitement. I mean, it's not like I was down the last 2 years and all that other stuff. It's just the fact that this year, for whatever reason, I mean, given the fact that, I mean, tracks your background, everything else like that, you should be a contender. Right? You shouldn't be back there. Right? That's how it's just, it's, I think for this, I better not give the game plan away. I'm not going to do that. I was telling you my mentality. I'll leave you a cliffhanger with that, right? No matter what happens Saturday night, we'll still do postcasts and all that. So, of an event, it's gonna be awesome Saturday night. I now know, obviously, there's a couple of things going on around in the running world right now. And congratulations, while I'm thinking about this now, to all that compete in the 39.3 Heartland Half Marathon Series, which consists of, now I'm forgetting that other half marathon. Rock the Parkway, Olathe, and Hospital Hill. So I know Hospital just got done. So that's in the rearview mirror. So all eyes going to be on this track meet now. So yes, sir. All eyes going to be on this track meet now on Saturday, June 6th. And when this comes out, it's going to be a day away. So I'm kind of putting it out there in the universe out there. So there's that. But I could not be more excited to get on the track. I'm basically going home. Not home, but going home for an opportunity to I don't know. It's wild. It's just wild. You would have asked me four years ago, I'd be running a mile. I would have told you, hell no. Now I would have done a 400 or an 8. I would have told you. I would have done an 8. Crazy enough, but yeah, to be set up in the position I'm in now, there's no telling what's gonna happen. So I just think that for all competitors and everything else like that, you just gotta keep having that mindset, and then everything else will take care of itself. So I'm ready for it to be here. I'd rather just run it today. Be straight up honest with you, I was ready to run it last week. So there's that. But yeah, if you guys are able or open, available, I'm gonna put the information out there. Everything starts at 6. Well, I don't know. Excuse me. My bad. I'm sorry. Everything starts at way off the wings here. Everything starts at 5:30. I want to double check it. I want to double check to make sure. I don't want to give the wrong information out here. Yes, 5:30. Oh, the community mile starts at 5:30, and from there it's on. From right there. So I would advise you. Well, depending on if you have your person is competing in any of these events, go out there, show up. Then yeah, definitely stay for the whole thing. I think the 800 meter showcase is going to be off the wall again. So that's going to be something. But I think all these races, something's going to happen out of all these races. That's all I got to say for that. We're going to be right there. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave you a cliffhanger on that, the EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available weekly, sometimes twice a week, wherever you listen to your podcast, iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is, the EG3 podcast, baby. Whether it's KC Metro Mile, Rock the Parkway, talking New York Knicks, whatever it is, make sure NASCAR, make sure that it is. Go subscribe, check it out. Yeah, so, and definitely, postcast, definitely be doing the postcast, so no question about that. Whatever happens on Saturday night, we'll be doing the postcast, probably the next day, more than likely, so, or Monday, depending on the situation. But yeah, man, Metro Mile needs to be here, now, so I'm ready to go there as well. But, I'm over here saying I want to play, so we're gonna get a chance, so we're hoping. This podcast hopes to seize the moment on June 6th. So we're going to be right there in it. So we'll see. We're just going to throw our hands up in the air and see where the chips fall come 6:30-ish. And then, of course, with the race of the races as well. So excited to get out there and compete and watch everybody else compete as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it across the finish line again on another preview and episode of the Purple. Oh, dang it. I said it again, but yes, my other podcast, go ahead and say it, the K-State Podcast, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. I might as well just go full spiel on it. My other podcast I do, a daily podcast, go check that out as well. K-State, speaking of track and field, will close its home for the athletic calendar year of 2025-26. So track and field, they've been doing big things all year, whether it's indoor or outdoor. It's been really exciting to watch from afar, a little bit from afar, what they've been doing, the transformation, there you go, of Travis Covert, the head coach, slash director of that program. He's elevated that program to another level. I'm excited to see what they do the rest of the postseason as well. So if you're a K-State fan, go subscribe to that as well. But over here, we'll see what happens come Saturday night. Thank you so much again for listening to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all real soon. We out.